Hello, and welcome back to DJ Talk.
DJ Talk.
Today's an interesting segment because I'm at home and my sister's on the phone.
Hello.
I'm
a special guest. Just kidding.
Who's the special guest?
Me.
What?
I'm just kidding. Come on, stop it.
What are you talking about?
Wait. I was joking. I said I'm the special guest.
But
I was
joking. Yeah, you are, because you're on the phone.
That's what I'm saying, but now it's all ruined. No, forget it. Then restart it.
Bloopers! No, it's fine. You could leave it like that.
No.
Why? It's fine.
Wait, are you still recording?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
You're fine. You're fine.
Welcome back to another episode of DJ Talk.
We've been wanting to record another episode, but everyone is sick. Except for my sister. I got sick for the both of us. Pretty much.
Got immune system of a superhero. Yeah.
It sucks. I'm on day 9, and I'm finally feeling somewhat better. I just don't have energy at all. That's the only thing. I don't know how long it's going to take to come back. A lot of people say it takes like 2 weeks. I'm like, oh, hell no. I gotta go back to work. Because I missed a whole week
of work. Yeah, but what do you have? You haven't said what you have.
Influenza A, of course. They say
A.
It's the strongest one. Of course, I had to get it. And so, yeah, now we're here trying to beat this.
Like, the past 3 weeks, it was kids being sick with stuff, and now... like, with fevers and all that, and I'm just, like, trucking along, like,
yeah, and then between the kids and work, because it started at work, at first I thought it was just, okay, the regular flu, 2 days, you're done, let's move on, and I ended up going back to work, because I got it, not this Thursday, last Thursday, so I went back to work Monday and Tuesday. I was still so out of it, and then Tuesday I told my sister, I was like, there's no way I still have whatever. I'm like, it has to be something else, because I can't be sick this long. And of course I went to go get checked out, and long and behold, I have influenza A, and she told me to stay home the rest of the week. So I've been cooped up in my house, and I'm a person that is on the go. I don't like to stay still. And I'm forced to stay still. And all I've been doing is sleeping. That's it.
It's just an excuse for you being lazy. That's it.
I mean, we could say that, right? Yes. So, it's just, it's been... Oh, and then... Listen, those of you who know me... At the hospital with the IV bag, only me it would happen to. It would only happen to me. I had the guy comes in, puts an IV on me because I needed fluids and my potassium level was low. So I was like, all right. And so then again, I didn't eat for, at that point, what was it, like 5 days? 5-6 days I didn't really eat, like nothing.
Something like that.
So then he puts the IV in my arm, and he walks away. I said thank you. Next thing you know, like 30 seconds into him walking out the door, the IV bag falls to the floor, and I was like, all right, no big deal. But then when I look down, and people who know me, I cannot see blood or needles or whatnot. That IV line filled with blood. And I was like, what the hell is going on? And I went into, like, a panic mode. I started to freak out. I kept pressing the nurse's button. And then somebody finally came in, like, after a minute. And I was like, my IV bag fell. And she's like, how did it fall? I'm like, I don't know, it just fell. And she picks up the IV bag. And I was like, great. Now I don't know if I'm going to pass out or I'm going to throw up. Because that IV bag was just filled with my blood. And I was just like, this is not happening right now. And
then you're just giving yourself an online blood transfusion.
That's what it looked like. It didn't even look like the IV bag. It just looked like blood. And so I was like, oh my God, that's a lot of blood. And the nurse reassured me that it wasn't, that I was going to be fine. I was like, no, but I didn't eat for like 5-6 days. So I don't know if that's a lot. She goes, no, you're fine. You're going to be fine. I'm going to get you a new bag. And what happened was that where you hook it, it ripped. So it fell off. That's why it fell off. And I was like, oh my God. And so she brought me a new one, hooked me up or whatnot. And it took like a while before I saw clear liquid. But that was the freakiest thing. I was like, oh hell no. This ain't, nope. I was like, this is so bad. And and then they finally sent me home. And I've just been home ever since. And I try to take a shower. That takes everything out of me. I go take out the trash. I feel like I ran a marathon. I went to ShopRite the other day. And I ran into my sister, actually. And yeah, I didn't even buy that much. And it took me forever to come up the stairs with the two bags of groceries that I had. Forget about cooking. It's like hard for me to cook. But I'm slowly noticing that it's coming back, and hopefully, I mean, Monday I have to go back to work, even if I just sit there. So, doctor said 7 to 10 days, tomorrow's day 10, so we'll see what happens. But, it's just, it was very interesting, so...
Well, I mean, right here, right now, I'm not going to jinx myself, so I've been okay. I haven't been sick, I haven't been anything. Kids have been sick, and again, Mackenzie's been sick again, which hopefully she'll be better before her surgery on Thursday, which she's having. Her cyst removed in her throat, and for those who don't know, she has a little thing in her throat, like we talked about it before. And this Thursday coming up is her surgery day. She had an MRI a while ago. They said it's not attached to the thyroid or anything like that. So it's just very, very superficial. It's right there. It's going to take like an hour and a half surgery. And it's going to be at the hospital. So hopefully everything goes well. She gets going home the same day, maybe. If not, I'll be there for the night with her. And we'll go from there. But we'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah, so that's another reason why I have to get better by Thursday. Because I just have to be there for her, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, and then
we'll see.
Watch the other kids. The other kiddos. Which, Levi, I was thinking about this the other day. And I'm thinking that he is going to be one. And
yeah.
And a little over a month. Less than a month. No, in a month or so. And I'm like, how is he going to be one? I just feel like we, like, took a poll at work to see.
That's right.
Remember?
His weight and his height and all that, yeah.
Yes, his weight, his height, and what day and what time he was going to be born.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I would get a phone call. I said, nope, not yet, guys. Not yet. Almost.
I was trying to push him out of my body at home.
He basically, like, ran out of you, pretty much. He was like, alright, I'm coming. You guys want me to come? Here we go.
Yeah, it was like, 2 days, 3 days before my due date. Yeah, he was supposed to come. I think I was. He was supposed to do April 1st.
Yeah, he came the 30th. So he came 2 days early.
Yeah. So
which he's the first one because the girls were late.
Yeah.
So he came early.
Mackenzie was 2 days late, and Ari was 6 days late, which is weird because normally it's the other way around. Like, the first baby would be later than the second baby. Yeah, it would be like the opposite, but no. And then Levi was 2 days early. But then again, it's all like an estimate.
I feel like it just depends on the person. You know what I mean? It depends on how your body, when it's ready to pop that kid out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the doctors don't know an exact estimate. Like, they won't know for sure that, hey, yeah, you're going to be due that day. It's just saying that, like, the baby should be coming around that time, basically.
Yeah. But, yes, I was thinking about that. And I was like, oh my goodness. And he's going to be one. That's insane. And I was thinking about mom, too, because mom is going to be 5 years already. And I'm like, holy crap, where did the time go, truthfully?
It just goes by really fast.
But that's another thing. I have to go see mom. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe next week, definitely. Because with kids being sick, people at work being sick, everyone around me getting sick.
Just a lot of people getting sick. A lot of sickness. I'm sure there where she's at, a lot of people are getting sick too. Yeah. So it's not like just only us.
I just didn't want to go around. Because I didn't want to be the one, like, if I'm carrying something and I give it to her, you know what I mean?
So, and that's the thing, me too, because the kids have been sick the past couple weeks, like, nonstop. And 1 week it was Levi, 1 week it was Ari, then now it's Mackenzie, and then now it's Mackenzie again, so it's like, it's a never-ending cycle of sick kids. Well, that's how you build an immune system, you know?
Oh my gosh. It's
but,
just
that's
like,
what it is. But it is snowing out, guys. So
I know.
We're gonna be getting a lot of snow. And
for me, it says
out there because it's icy too.
For me, it says 3 to 5 inches. And it actually started covering the floor really quick. It started earlier than what they said it was gonna start. And it covered the floor within 30 minutes. So I'm like, we might get more than what they say. But who knows with this weather. Oh. I feel like a good snowstorm would be what we need to kill these germies.
To kill the germies? Yeah. But in honor of the snowstorm, we are going to be talking about snow stories today.
Snow stories.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
You know what the crazy thing is? That they said that it wasn't going to snow at all this winter. And look what we're getting. So.
Lies.
Yeah.
Because it's all predictions. It's not a real fact. We don't know.
Last year they said we weren't going to get snow. And I think we got just one big one. And then that was it.
Yeah, but just what I'm saying, like, no one can actually really know for a fact what's going to happen with the weather, because the weather has its mind on its own, so.
Seriously.
Mother Nature has a mind of its own.
Oh, man.
But, going back to the story, so, I don't know if you remember in the backyard of our old house, Dad used to, like, make a whole ramp from the door to, like, down to the back of the fence of the house.
Yeah, from the deck before Dad, like, closed it.
Yeah, before he, like, turned into a whole garden thing.
Yeah.
All that stuff. Yeah. It used to snow so much that, like, it reached to the bottom of the... No, even, like, past the door from, like, where the porch was.
Oh, yeah. It was, like, we did a huge ramp, and it would take us forever to get back up because it was, like, I don't know how many feet of snow... and we would struggle.
It was pretty long ride.
I think that was the blizzard of 96.
I think so, because it was a lot of snow, and then Dad did it all the way to the back of the fence, and it was like a long property.
Yeah.
From what I can remember.
And then there was other times where it wouldn't snow that much, but we would get enough where Dad would build an igloo. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
And I remember one time, I don't know if you were outside with me, that it was also icy. And, whatchamacallit. And I remember running, like, in the driveway. And remember Dad's truck, the red truck?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it had ice on it, like a layer of ice. And I didn't know. And I was running, and I slipped. And when I slipped, I fell face forward into the truck. Like, my face hit that block of ice where I just literally, like, fell to the floor just staring at the sky while it's snowing and thinking, what the hell just happened? And my whole, like...
It's like pure shock.
Yeah, like, my whole left of my face was just beet red and, like, cut from the ice. And I'm like... What is it? And you see, like, a little hole on Dad's truck where I basically smashed the ice. Oh, man. And I went inside, and Mom's like, what happened? Because I'm, like, bleeding in certain spots because I'm, like, cutting myself. I was like, Mom, I got the ice on the truck. She's like, why would you do that? I'm like, Mom, I didn't plan to do it. I slipped. Like, why would I purposely smash my face into the truck? Like,
oh my gosh.
I mean, I remember that. That was fun.
No, I just remember Dad building the igloo, and I was scared to go in there because he didn't make it big enough. I guess because we didn't have enough snow. So I was scared that the snow was going to, like, tumble down on top of me. Like, I was just, like, suffocate and just, like, die right there.
Oh my god, I thought about those. That's why, like, igloos are, like, really, like, hard because it's, like, you have to make sure it's stable. But Dad always used to, like, build it and then put water on it, like, to make it hard, you know what I mean? To ice it up.
Yeah, to make it stable. Yeah.
But I was just is this really stable, though? I don't know if this is really stable.
I remember going sledding at the school. Remember that hill that used to... A whole bunch of people used to go around?
Oh, my God. I went from all the way to the top. And somebody made a little ramp. And, of course, I hit that ramp and I flew. I flew right in the air. And then I, like, rolled down the hill. I was like...
Oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. What is going on?
Yeah. And I was just partying over there.
I miss those times.
And also with skiing. Like, I remember skiing. I went skiing for the first time a couple of years ago. I went all the way to the top. I think we talked about this already, too. Like, the story when Jose just brought me all the way to the back of the top of the Black Diamond, which is, like, the hardest of all hard of, like, of skiing slopes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just, like, where you have to go, like, as when you're, like, very, like, a pro, basically. And he brought me all the way up there, and I never skied before. Never. And so he's skiing backwards, and I'm skiing forward with my legs being, like, crisscrossed, like, basically because it's like, he's like, oh, it's really like pizza, like, meaning the skis should be together so it's not as fast, because if you put it as french fry, which means your skis are straight across from you, and pizza is, like, when it's kind of, like, crisscrossed in a way.
I feel like...
To help you slow down.
I feel like talking about food, skiing would make me hungry.
You get really hungry after a while.
Get, like, french fries, for sure. Like, you know what I mean?
Get pizzas and french fries, yeah, all that jazz. But, so we went all the way to the top, and my legs have never been so sore in my whole entire life because... He's like, oh, do the pizza, and then, like, he'll ski backwards, and we're going down the hills, and it's fast, and I just fall down because I get scared. So, like, I just remember, like, going down so slow, like, as slow as I can, and I just see people zooming past me like nothing, like, zoom, zoom, I'm like, oh, all right, yeah, it's made me look bad, but it's a lot of fun. I like skiing, but I just ski where the kids are, the bunny hills, that's what it's called.
I will gladly just sit in the cabin with hot chocolate sitting by the fireplace.
Oh, one year when I was, I think I was pregnant with Ariana, maybe? Or with Mackenzie, maybe Ari. I don't know. Yeah. I went skiing that one time, but I didn't go actual skiing because I was obviously pregnant. you know, but I was early in stages, so I was like, oh, no, I can go. Yeah, it's early, you know, not that bad. But they're like, no, they didn't want me to sell there.
Yeah, no, God forbid, like, that day, like, you happen to fall or something. No, you don't need that. You know?
So, like, I remember that day when, obviously, it's really cold outside and stuff like that, so, by the end of the night, I was walking around, and I saw a fire pit. I was like, oh, like, it's so nice to, like, sit by, like, the snow and all that, and, like, the fire, and it's just very calming, and, like, the woods. I don't know. It was pretty calming for me. I would definitely do that.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah, rent out a cabin where it's actually snowing out, and you just sit by the fire inside, and it's like all window cabin. They have like I saw this video, where you can go inside a cabin, and it's all basically windows, but you see a pack of wolves like. Sitting right outside the windows.
Oh, that's, like, scary, though.
It's scary, but, like, at the same time, I'm sure those windows are, like, pretty thick, so they don't come through it.
Right.
But it's probably nice to be sitting next to, you know, like, a wild animal, you know, like, that they can't get to.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely do that on snowy days.
I'm good staying home. Maybe I'm good staying home.
Oh, you're gonna stay home? Nah, I'd rather go out and be by the snow. I like watching snowfall, especially when it's like big chunky snow.
Oh, and it's like so fluffy.
It's good snow. When it's fluffy, yeah.
Oh, it's so fluffy. Well, right now we're getting ice and snow, so that's not pretty. Tomorrow should be. Well, I actually learned from TikTok to put a tarp on my car. And last time it snowed, when was it? Like 2 weeks ago? About?
Something like that. Maybe more. I can't remember time anymore.
Maybe 3 weeks ago?
I mean, I can't even remember what day it is.
I don't either, because I've been home all week, so there's that. I remember putting a tarp on there. And the next day, it was so easy. I just shook some snow off, slid that tarp right off. Good. I have a clean car. So, whoever's making fun of me for it, well, too bad. I'm going to make fun of you when I see you cleaning your car. And I didn't have to because I thought of it in a smart way. Just saying.
So, where do you put the tarp when you're done with it?
I shake it off and then I put it in my little storage thing. Closet.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? But I might keep it in the car because if it's gonna snow like while I'm working, like for example, Tuesday is supposed to snow again. We're supposed to get hit again.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to happen while I'm working. So I think I'm gonna do it. I might keep the tarp in the car so if it does snow while I'm working, I can just put it over my car and be done with it.
Exactly.
Because I don't have the energy to clean my car. I don't even have the energy to go down the stairs. So I don't even know how I even put the tarp on the car.
Well, slowly but surely, it did happen.
Yeah. I know people are like, oh, what is she doing? But guys, come on. You gotta think smart about this stuff.
Well, it actually worked, but I have to probably clean the truck off tomorrow. I'm not really excited about. That's okay.
You should try it.
On the truck? How am I going to lift that? How am I going to, like,
just throw it right over. Like, you just have to cover the front. And it'll cover. It won't cover the bed, but it'll cover at least the front and the back and the sides. That tarp is big.
That's the thing. The tarp is big, but I can't reach. I'm short.
Just, no, you throw it over. That's all.
Yeah, I already can see myself struggling with that. I'm not going to be able to make it past the middle part of the truck. Unless there's somebody else who actually helps me, but doing it myself, I'm going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
So.
But,
I mean, I like snow. I like seeing the snow, but not really for me when I have to, like, actually clean the snow. But the girls love it. The kids obviously love it, and Ariana loves eating it. Of course.
I mean, we all ate it before.
Yeah, I know. When this girl, she eats anything that she sees. It's kind of disgusting sometimes. But well, they love it. And but there's times that, you know, they go outside and then 24. So I dress them up in layers of clothes and, you know, snowsuits and all the stuff, and then they go outside and then like 10 minutes later, they're like, okay, I'm done. I'm like, really?
It takes longer. Like, all right, done. Yeah, it takes longer to dress them than for them to play outside.
Yeah. I'm just like, But I remember one time, this was kind of like a little waste of time, when he went skiing, when Ariana was like 6 months old, to Utah, Park City, Utah. It was the best there. Like, I love it there. And even though it was like -9 degrees, it does not feel like that. Their like weather, the coldness is completely different than us this cold. It's so weird. Like, but anyway, so we took her skiing that one time, and Elsie stayed back with Ariana. And the process of getting the boots and the rentals and running in line and all this stuff and the skis and all this stuff, by the time when she was ready to go skiing, she was over it. She was like, I'm done. Like, she only skied for like one hill, and then she was like tired already, like was not having it. And I'm like, oh well, here we go. But in Park City, like around one of those nights, they had like a hot tub and a heated pool out there. And, you know, the nights are in the negatives. And I remember being in the pool. I was like, let me try the pool first and see how it goes. So I went in the pool, like that. And it's like, it was warm, it was like lukewarm, but like, you know, you feel cold because your head's above water and it's cold out. So I'm like, all right, I can't do this. So I ran to the hot tub, and I actually slipped on ice and landed on my butt.
I remember you saying that you had a big bruise and that you fell. I remember that.
Yeah, I fell. And then the workers out inside was like, oh my god, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And so I just like ran into like the hot tub. I was actually in pain, but it wasn't bad, you know, honestly. But yeah, I fell. And I was just like, I can't believe this just happened. It was kind of like embarrassing. But, and it was funny because, like, you know, I was there with, you know, Chris and Richie, and then there was a couple other teenagers there, and it's so funny because they dunked their heads in the water, but as soon as they, like, brought it up, like, a couple months later, their hair was frozen.
And that's why,
so,
yeah.
It was, like, it just, yeah, and then, like, the beards, it was, like, it was, like, frozen, like, with the, you could see the ice. And I was just like, oh my god, aren't you guys cold? Like, that was funny.
I feel like that's how you would get sick too, you know what I mean?
I don't know, but that hot tub was pretty warm.
I would say, why don't you put ice on it?
Yeah.
Or like when I went head first on the truck, imagine mom was like, let me put some ice on it. I'm like, Ma, I already did. That's the whole point.
Yeah. But, I mean, I can't wait for the summer to come, and apparently groundhog, predicted 6 more weeks of winter.
Well, the other groundhog predicted that spring was coming early, so we got two different predictions this year. And I was like, I don't believe in that stuff. People who actually believe in it, like, I want to know why. Because it's not really true. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. How does a groundhog actually know the 6 weeks is coming? Like, that's what I don't understand.
I want to know who came up with
it's
that.
It's a 50-50 chance, anyways. Huh?
But I want to know who came up with that. You know what I mean? Like, who said that that was, like, the right thing that, no, we have to follow it, this is true. Like, no. I don't know.
You can look on Google.
No, but it's just, like...
I'm sure. I don't know when it started. Like, that first thought of that person, oh, let me just start this tradition out of nowhere. Let's just use a groundhog or animal to predict whether, how long it's going to take.
We should start a tradition.
Of what?
I don't know.
Well, get back to me on that, because I don't know either.
We should definitely start something, and then, you know, and then make it go as big as Groundhog Day, where it's going to become a holiday. You know?
So, okay. Well, isn't there, like, there's no sibling day? Is there sibling day?
I don't know. Is there? I gotta Google it. Is there sibling day? Wait, I think there is. Yes, Siblings Day celebrated April 10th.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. I mean, I don't know. We can come up with a tradition, but I don't think it's going to go as far as Groundhog Day, you know? We can try, but I don't think it's going to go that far.
Hey, and July 26th is National Aunt and Uncle Day. Just saying.
July 26th. I'm gonna forget.
So I should get a present.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you get stuff for Mother's Day and Father's Day, and Siblings Day. We should guess each other something, and Auntie Day, Dia Day. Hello. I'm just saying.
Hello.
Just throwing it out there. You know?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Did I lose you?
Yeah, well, if I even remember.
I'll remind you.
No, you're going to forget to.
No, July 26th.
July 26th? Why was I?
Yeah. Well, July 6th. Yeah. July 16th is Dad's birthday. So July
26th
is Aunt and Uncle Day.
Yeah. So. Okay.
But we should definitely start a tradition. What tradition? I have no idea. But we should start with something. I'm trying to think.
How about something dealing with snow? Because I feel like there's nothing in the snow era or the winter area except for, I don't know. There's no traditions except for, like, well.
Well, Groundhog Day.
Except for that. I don't want to consider that. I think anything.
And then you have snow days. But doesn't really count. Because try to think of a tradition. Yeah.
Hello, National Sled Day.
What?
National Sled Day. National Sled Day? Sled? S-L-E-D?
That would be good.
Right?
National Sled Day.
I was fighting that day, if it snows, you know?
That's the thing. You have to... It has to be a day that you know it's going to snow. Because not every year it snows the same time.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll come up with something. Do you have any more snow stories?
No, I just remember, like, we used to get a lot more snow when we were younger.
Back then. Yeah.
And I miss that.
I miss. And especially, like, I don't know, I know there's some nights that, like, when it actually snows and, like, that big fluffy snow, and you're outside in the middle of the road because you know no one's going to come, and you just hear the snow fall, and, like, it just brightens the street up.
Oh, yeah, at night. Like, you turn off all your lights, yeah. And there's no street lights on, but it looks like it is because the snow brightens it up. I miss that. Yeah. And it's just quiet. I would open up the window and just stare out the window for a while. And be like, oh my goodness, it's so quiet. Oh, mm-hmm. they're passing with the plow. I don't know if you heard that.
No, I didn't hear it.
They're starting to plow.
Not yet for here, at least. I'm pretty sure that's all the snow that we're gonna get, I feel like.
I don't know. I already got, like, an email saying, like, if you don't have to go out, please don't go out. Like, try to avoid taking out the trash if you can, you know.
Well, it's probably because of the ice. Yeah. The sheet of ice that's outside.
Yeah.
Not because of actual winter storm.
Well, even with the winter storm, they won't let us go out. Not that they won't let us. They just prefer none of us to go out.
Yeah.
So, but tomorrow at some point, I'm gonna have to go do some food shopping. I need the energy to go food shopping a little bit.
Yeah.
I think I'll be okay. Because I'm feeling a little better.
Tomorrow's gonna be fine.
I hope so.
Oh, now you're feeling fine.
Yeah.
Feeling.
I might just keep sleeping. That's all I do is sleep.
Yeah, so you're just lazy. Just kidding.
I just don't get how I can sleep this much and still feel tired. But I guess it's the infection trying to get out of me.
Get out!
Yeah, that's what I feel like. It's like, oh my god, leave me alone already.
Leave
me alone.
Get out.
It's like...
Yeah. Your rent is overdue. You need to be kicked out.
You need to be evicted from my body. Like, I need to go back to work because I need to make money.
Exactly.
Thank God that my next paycheck is not my rent because I would be in trouble. I probably wouldn't even make rent. Truthfully.
Yeah.
That's why, like, if I take off, I try to take off when I know that the next paycheck is not my rent. Especially since it went up.
Well, I mean, sickness, it happens. What are you going to do? You know?
I know, but I don't think they care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta pay, so... I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, guys. Well... That's the end of this episode.
Yeah, it's short, but I'm honestly getting tired. I'm getting worn out.
Yeah, and I'm trying to go over the phone, so I'm actually doing laundry at the same time. Just trying to get this done. But this is the only way that we're able to do it tonight.
Yeah.
Because I don't want some cooties either.
No, you don't. I got the cooties for you, so there's that. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Maybe next week we can do live, like, together. We'll see how this week goes.
Oh, yeah, we'll see with Mackenzie and all that.
Yeah, we'll try to give you guys an update. You know, keep her in prayer. It's that Thursday. And then we'll let you guys know on the next episode how everything went. So.
Yeah, you can feel free to reach out to me. From my sister. And we'll keep you guys updated that way too.
Yeah. So.
But until next time.
Alright, guys. Have a good week. And stay safe. Don't get cooties. If you did, I'm sorry. I know the feeling. If you didn't, try not to catch them. So there's that.
Stay safe.
Stay warm.
Keep healthy. Drink your vitamin C's, your vitamins, and have a good night, y'all. Stay safe.
Till next week, guys.
Until next time, DJ Talk.
Bye.